In my case, I started from writing down my temporary statements. Temporary, it's not really a manifesto, but I collected my thoughts inside to develop them. There is no clear tendency in those statements, but I can just read it. Very Dutch statements on architecture. Dutch means unreliable or dishonest. And I would just read it. Architecture should be considered neither as extension of man nor dissociated body. Large-scale architecture is much more territorial than physical, although we lost dimension and scale. Criteria for accessibility can no longer be based on human body or its scale and activity. In an ideal world, architecture is able to disappear. There is no utopia as long as architecture can observe or trigger human movement. Programmatic process of architecture should rarely have an error, and that barely. Individual reinterpretation of architecture is useless, so does context. Using state-of-the-art technology merely produces state-of-the-technology architecture. Technology cannot inhabit architecture. These are some of them are opposing my ideas, actually, and don't be upset now, don't ask me anything, but I will show you, finally, my own manifesto in 20 days. And my final choice is Bernard Tschumi. I wanted to also explore somebody I've never liked as Jorge did, but since I don't know much, I just chose him. He is quite activist, but not in an extreme mode. He is taking, as far as I know, he's taking post-structural stance and also post-modernism. And he has really many radical ideas and theories. He published many books. These are not summary of his theories, but we can just work around. The first quote: the football player skates across the battlefield, as what he said by himself. That proves well his post-structural attitude. And another thing about body and violence: any relation between a building and its users is one of violence. For any use means the intrusion of a human body into a given space, the intrusion of one order into another, which I am very much interested in this kind of body and space relationship. But also he developed a lot about the relationship between architecture and event and program. He says that architecture can't never be separate by the concept of event and program, but also he worked a lot on the concept of disjunctions and nonsense and no meaning, which is quite self-contradicting by themselves, I think. On the other hand, when we look at his work, it's not really explicated or just too directly mapped. The concepts, his theories, gives me impression that they are too much literally mapped, or not translated in a doped way, I don't know. And yes, indeed, his works are quite boring and I don't know, rather cute compared with his very radical theories. That's why I chose him, because I also have this kind of questions and problems a lot. That I also, when I work on my own works, I tend to develop theories, but I mean, he's not even using a lot of technology. He and recently he's also doing lots of digital renderings and using technologies, but it's not really he doesn't really need it, it seems like. And I also have this kind of attitude, but I don't want to have it anymore. So I want to think about if he really needed C-level technology for supporting his ideas. And what I have been thinking is that I don't really need C-level technology to support C-level concepts, but I'm not so sure about it. So I will look more what he did and why his theories are not so much explicated. And as the particular reference point, I chose this book, Architecture in Disjunction, which is his collective essays from 70s to early 90s. Very interesting and quite easy to read. Especially the concept of the junction is usually approached as a deconstructivist attitude, but I would like to reformulate it in the perspective of deep coupling, which is not which is rather close to double articulation rather than deconstructing, or how can I say, physically separating, or territorial approach than physical approach. And he already kind of tried this kind of things, I think. Programming and this distanciation is make distances possible, and technology and familiarization, which makes possible the double articulation, I think. So I'd like to reformulate his theories. And he indeed has very interesting thoughts about programmability. For as an instance, things like this cross programming, trans programming, this programming are actually very interesting. For example, this programming means combining two programs whereby a required spatial configuration of program A contaminates program B and B's possible configuration. The new program B may be extracted from the inherent contradictions contained in program A, and B's required spatial configuration may be applied to A, etc., etc. This is one thing. And accessibility is actually my major interest in terms of programmability. He is mentioning violence of architecture and implying many ways of accessibility from many kind of distances, I think. But technology for accessibility is, I think, is already full, but conceptually not so much carefully activated. I'm not so clear about this part, but I just believe that accessibility is the key for activating sea level technology. That's what I believe, but I will question again through his working process and why the theory is not so much translated. Yeah, that was it.